This is an urban homestead. These princesses are about to experience a way of life completely opposite from their own.
That's what you're doing. You're cleaning this up so then I can put new straw in and collect that again.
Oh, they're disgusted, but that won't get them out of it.
The goat is literally dropping little black beans out of its butt.
This ought to be interesting.
Welcome to the PBS Kids Lunch Lab.
Roll call.
Now that we're all present and accounted for, let's jump right into today's exciting recipe. Groovy guacamole and oven-baked chips. How does that sound, guys?
Great!
This is a puma, the lion of the Andes. Pumas are usually solitary and secretive. To see a group move boldly and in the open is rare. It's a mother with four cubs. She has one brief summer to teach them mountain survival.
The most awesome tool in the shop? It generates 5,000 degrees of raw heat, enough to liquefy just about anything. Now the entire rear of the sled, the drivetrain, and the thread has been thoroughly sliced. The engine block is cast aluminum, way too thick for a torch.
It was about 9:30 p.m. when 25-year-old schoolteacher Carla Hughes placed a call to her mother.
We were talking about our day.
But as Carla spoke, her day was about to take a drastic turn.
She said, hold on, Mom.
Another call rang through from her coworker, a head basketball coach, Keon Pittman. When it came to women, the coach was also a player.
Almost a little cocky.
When people think of Seattle, the first things that come to mind are coffee, computers, grunge music, and rain. But there's so much more to this city by the shores of Puget Sound. The first must-see is the Seattle Center. Built in 1961 for the World's Fair, it's home to the city's most famous landmark, the Space Needle.